Hello, I'm Emma Roach, unlocking your full potential. This is episode 3 of my podcast, and it's been a little while since I last recorded one, so sorry about that. It's been a little while, I've been really busy. I'll update you on some of those things. I've been to India, I've done all kinds of things since I last recorded one. But what I want to talk about today is something. I wrote a blog about it last week, and it's been really popular, so I wanted to talk about that for a bit. If you've listened to my first episode of my podcast, you will know that I had quite a tricky upbringing, and that nearly stopped me from doing stuff, a lot of things really, but I was quite lucky. I've always been quite motivated and driven, and I've always tried to keep going because I've been trying to do it for me, to make my life better, to try and gain all those things that I couldn't have because of my family situation and all the rest of it, and try and keep positive. And I think I've done pretty well at that, so I'm quite pleased and proud of myself for that. But the title of the blog was, I did it, so can you. Or something along those lines, anyway. I should probably check that. But basically, the essence of it is that, as I just mentioned, when I was younger, I stopped doing things because of my family situation. And I really wanted to go to university and study for a degree in environmental science. It's a subject that I loved and I'm still quite passionate about today. And I wanted to go to my local university, which is the UEA in Norwich, which was at the time one of the top universities in the whole of Europe for environmental science. So I really wanted to go there and do this. But because of my family situation, I couldn't get what I needed to evidence that I wouldn't be supported financially in my degree. So unfortunately, because of that, I couldn't evidence that I qualified for a grant, which would have paid for me to get to university for free, which would have been wonderful, and we don't have things like that anymore. So I was pretty sad at this point. It was pretty tough. I felt like someone else's choice had stopped me from being able to follow my dream, and that's quite a tough thing. And you might resonate with this. There might be something that you've been stopped from doing, or there's some kind of regret from the past that you weren't able to do this or you weren't able to do that because of your circumstances or because of someone else's choice. And that's pretty hard to deal with, really. And you'll know what that's like if you've had something similar, or you might know someone who has. It's quite a hard thing. So I tried not to dwell on it and be negative about it. What I did, I carried on. I did my A-levels, so I qualified with those. Past those, and then I decided I'd go straight into the world of work because I didn't really have any other option. So I went into work, and I worked in various jobs over the years, and quite a lot in financial services to begin with. And I learnt loads of skills, and I learnt loads of ways of working, good practices. There's a lot of things I learnt, so I don't regret that time at all because I learnt some really valuable skills. And then eventually I changed roles, went into the voluntary sector, travelled, you name it, if you've heard some of my podcasts. So then I came back from travelling and I wanted to change my future. I decided I wanted to go and live in Australia. That was the dream at that time. And what I did was I decided that having a degree would really help me to get the points I needed to go to get into Australia. So I decided that I was going to start an OU degree, which is really a challenge, actually. And I knew it'd be a challenge because working as well as studying is hard, but it's also something I really, really wanted, and I really knew that. So I signed up for the course, and I was a bit nervous because it'd been a really long time since I'd written an essay. I'd done some professional qualifications since I left school, but I hadn't written an essay for ages and ages, and I just didn't even know if I was able to write an essay that was any good, or that anyone would want to read, or if it would make sense. Deep down I thought I could do it, but and then you start to have all these doubts creeping. Can I do it? Is it for me? Am I good enough? All of those doubts that we all have at times creeping in. But what I knew, which was stronger than anything, was that I really wanted to do this for me. It's something I'd been taken away from me, but I knew I was capable of doing. So I just took the plunge, and I bit the bullet, and off I went, and I did my first year. And I remember every single essay sitting there agonising over it for ages. Is this good enough? Is this okay? And then I started getting all my results in, and I was getting 80s and this and 80s and that. So I thought, oh, actually, I'm not too bad at this. I can get better. I can do this. And just that alone really helps build confidence and make you feel sort of good in yourself. So 6 years later, and lots of trauma. I'd left my full-time job to pursue my self-employment. I took a lot of chances really during that time. I had a couple of quite significant bereavements, which were pretty tough to deal with. Lots of things happening during this time. I probably should have, I don't know if you heard that on the recording. Sorry if you did. I probably should have turned my notifications off. There you go. But this is real. Here I am. So fast forward the clock. Been through a lot of stuff. So as well as working, studying, setting up businesses and dealing with some quite traumatic personal stuff. There's several times I felt like giving up, like, can't do this anymore. So hard to keep going when there's so many things against you. But luckily I managed somehow to dig deep and just keep going, because I just wanted to do it for me. I didn't want to fail. And you know what? Sometimes there are really good reasons to put it on hold and to delay it, and I'm not judging at all. But for me, it was really important for me to just keep going. So you have to find what works for you. And I know some people who have delayed a couple of years because that's absolutely what they needed and absolutely the right decision for them. But it wouldn't have been for me. Just ploughing on and getting it done was what I needed to do, because I could see the end in sight. So eventually I did it, and I finally handed my last bit of work, which was fantastic. And then luckily for me, I passed, so I was really pleased despite all of the difficult things that were going on during the time. So I'd finally done it, I'd got my degree, I was so excited. And then you get to choose where you graduate in the OU. And I really had my heart set on graduating in Ely Cathedral, which is something that I'd always thought of from the beginning. So although there were lots of other options around the country, I waited a whole year to graduate at Ely Cathedral. Absolutely beautiful setting, lovely little place. The cathedral, quite something really. But then I started thinking, oh no, do I want to dress up in work stuff and be the centre of attention? And despite doing my business and doing lots of public speaking and stuff, it's not normally about me, it's about the people who I'm talking to, it's about them gaining. It's not about me. So this was a bit unusual for me. But I thought, you know what, I've put in the hard work, I've sort of thought about this day. And so off I went. I went to Ely. I waited the year, as I said, went off to Ely. Got all my gear on, you know, your cap and your gown and stuff. You only get the cap when you're actually having your photo done, unfortunately, these days, unless you buy one. But so off I went, and I had my day, and it was absolutely wonderful, everything I imagined it would be. And then I finally realised I've done it. I've done this thing that someone tried to stop me from doing through no fault of my own, just because that's who they are. I always knew I was capable, I always knew I could do it, and I'm really pleased and really proud of myself that I've finally done it. So I wrote this blog about it anyway to show other people that actually you can do stuff, you can achieve it, and if I can do it, so can you. Because often we feel like we can't, and there's all these reasons why we can't do something, but we can, and we deserve it, and we deserve to be happy and achieve. And whatever it is, it might not be studying for an OU degree, it might be, I don't know, anything. It could be starting a new hobby or changing careers or going on a date, or I don't know, whatever it is, whatever you feel like is holding you back and that you can't do, you can do it. If you really want to do it and you've got the commitment to doing it, you can do it and you can achieve it. And that's why I share this. And hopefully you can take that away from this. So just a little podcast there to say, if I can do it, you can do it. And my blog was so popular, I just wanted to do a podcast as well, because we all deserve to achieve, we all deserve to be happy, and I think we all deserve to have a chance to be the best we can be, and that's what's always driven me. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. I'll be recording some more blogs much more regularly now. I'm back in the game. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I will speak to you again soon. Remember, I've also got a new monthly email coming out, an inspiration email once a month. So if you want to have a look and sign up for that, or I'll check out the blogs, go to my website, www.emmaroach.com. I'll speak to you soon.